listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, amid drastic cuts to research funding, the UW-Madison's ranking as a top research institution has dropped to its lowest point in four decades. We'll get the details.
First, as student debt grows throughout the United States, one of the biggest campaign promises from Democrats that resonated with many voters was the prospect of free tuition at public colleges and universities. Senator and former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders spoke in May 2015 about the legislation he proposed to make that happen.
If we are going to compete in the global economy, we've got to learn something from countries like Germany and Denmark, Scandinavia, countries around the world that say, you know what? For the future of our country, we need to capitalize on the intellectual capabilities of our people. They need to get the best education possible, regardless of their income. So in that regard, I have introduced this week legislation called College for All, which would make public colleges and universities tuition free for public colleges and universities through a matching program where the federal government puts in $2 and what the state governments put in $1.
And Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton had her own plan to alleviate the costs associated with pursuing a college education.
But even before the GOP swept the federal elections, the challenges facing free college were high. And with Republican control of the federal government, supporters of free college are trying to salvage the idea.
Karen Fisher joins us now. She's a senior writer at the Chronicle of Higher Education. Karen, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Karen, why did Hillary Clinton's plan and Bernie Sanders resonate so much with voters?
I mean, I think it's because, quite frankly, there is a real challenge for students and for families paying for college. I mean, about 7 of 10 students who graduate from college graduate with debt, they, on average about $30,000. And so, you know, you see large percentages of people in public surveys saying, yes, we think there needs to be some help paying for the cost of college.
Do we know if support of free college or some form of that breaks down among voters along partisan lines, or if that's something that appeals to Democrats and to Republicans?
You know, I think you're going to see more of the breakdown come actually often along generational lines. People who feel, you know, the impact of college are more likely, the impact of college costs, that is, are more likely to be supporters of it and to feel pretty strongly about it. You know, I suspect you'll see more Democrats voicing support for that. That's certainly why you saw both of the major Democratic candidates backing it. But the percentages of people who think that college affordability is a problem is far higher than a single party.
What do you think the Democrats, it seems at least at this point, more than the Republicans opted to make this a central platform?
I mean, I think it again, is partly something of a generational factor. You saw particularly Bernie Sanders, his candidacy really resonating with young people, with college students and recent college graduates for whom paying for college was a real and immediate problem for them. But also, I think, you know, historically, this has been something far beyond this particular election cycle that Democrats saw as a winning issue for them.
And is there a corollary on the Republican side? The Democrats did not win the White House or the legislature, for that matter. They'll be in the minority. So is there any appetite, do you think, among the legislature of Republicans or with Donald Trump to have some sort of version of this plan going forward?
You know, it's a real head-scratcher. I think there are a lot of knowns, certainly a lot more unknowns than knowns when it comes to President-elect Trump, particularly when it comes to higher education, with, you know, very few exceptions. He simply did not talk a lot about issues about college or college debt in his campaign, and his choice to be the new incoming Secretary of Education is not somebody with a track record on higher education at all, let alone on free college. That said, you know, it's worth noting that the person who was perhaps even a louder voice than Hillary Clinton on this free college issue, Senator Bernie Sanders, he's still in the Senate, and I think that this is not something that he's going to drop as a proposal.
So we're using the term free college, but there are different plans, even among Democrats, among Hillary Clinton and among Bernie Sanders, for that matter. What do we know about what a free college plan might entail if it were to go forward?
Typically when we were talking, when people would talk about free college, often they were really talking about increasing the Pell Grant, how to increase the current system in order to get more money to students and to families to pay for college. What was really notable about both the Sanders and then the Clinton plans were that they really changed that. They really sought to get both the state governments and the federal governments to be in partnership so that not only was more money being put into paying for college, but college costs, which states have a lot more control over than the federal government does, those were also being reined in. So it was, in some ways, you're right, free college was a bit of a nebulous term because it was also about not just putting more money into college, but actually holding down the costs of going to college.
We're talking with Karen Fisher right now, senior writer at the Chronicle of Higher Education, talking about the prospects for free tuition at public universities. This was one of the big campaign promises on the Democratic side during the presidential race. There is widespread support for it, though. And Karen, you think one way to look at this is to look toward the model of the Highway Act, a partnership, in other words, between the federal government and the states. So how do you think that those two could be related?
You know, when I first said that made those comparisons to people, it was sort of a bit of a head scratcher. But the comparison is this: back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, when people were beginning to see the need for an affordable way to move goods across the country, we didn't have a federal highway system. We had sort of a piecemeal system where states built roads. And really the only way that the highways got built were the federal governments coming in to partnership with the states. And, you know, the states would actually have the authority to build the highways, but the federal government was putting the money in. Likewise, we really don't have a national higher education system. We have 50 state public higher education systems. And so, you know, what are ways in which you can have both the state and the federal government working hand in hand? I mean, that's how the highway system got built. And there were certainly people, particularly in the Sanders camp and also in the Clinton camp, who really felt like this was the only way. You couldn't continue to just, say, have a federal government program to fund college. That was simply not going to work.
On the other hand, I mean, you can see in today's hyper-partisan era, you mean, look at how many states left Medicaid expansion money on the table. You can see that same kind of thing possibly happening if the federal government did look to get involved in higher education in the states, even if it is by funding it.
Absolutely. I mean, when the federal government went to the states back under President Eisenhower to build the highways, I mean, they were paying, you know, 90 cents on the dollar, and the notion was this money, it's too much, it's too good to pass up. But as you know, with Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, you know, nearly half the states did just that. They said, no, we're not going to. And so even had Hillary Clinton been elected president and pledged to do this, it was always going to be an uphill battle, because if you look at the composition of who's in control in the states, you know, in more than 30 states, there's a Republican governor, and is in just as many, actually the entire state governments, legislatures, and the governorships are controlled by Republicans who one suspects might not have been so open to having Washington get more involved in funding for colleges.
And do you think there could also have been pushback from the public colleges and universities themselves, who might worry that there might be strings attached to that federal money?
Yeah, I think it was sort of notable that you didn't hear, you kind of got these muted, somewhat mixed messages from higher education about or in reaction rather to the Clinton and Sanders proposals. Some of that was because, as you know, this was for public colleges, and so there was a big question about what was going to happen with all the private colleges, and would they be included? I mean, people who go to public colleges, or private colleges rather, right now can get Pell Grants, and so would they be part of, those students be part of this program? But there was also some question about whether, what would come, what kinds of strings would come with this kind of program, and would, you know, Washington take a more activist role? Would they ask where they ask the public universities to commit to certain goals? Would they require certain new rules and regulations? And, you know, in her plan, Hillary Clinton didn't really, she didn't state very clearly what might come of this. And I think that uncertainty obviously led universities to sort of have a bit of a wait and see attitude.
We're talking right now about the possibility of free tuition at public universities, where that stands now. One of the big campaign promises on the Democratic side during the presidential race was a free tuition at public colleges and universities. Karen Fisher is with us right now. She's a senior reporter at the Chronicle of Higher Education.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you still hold out hope, maybe not soon, of cheaper or free even college tuition for 2 years, 4 years at some public universities? How do you see that coming about? Are you hoping for some kind of solutions to the rising costs of college and the ongoing problem with student loan debt? And do you feel like your family, your kids have realistic access to higher education? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave us a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up our conversation in just a bit. Stay with us here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the idea of free college education at public institutions, various proposals in the presidential campaign from Democratic candidates, partial free tuition, two-year, four-year, whether it could pick up momentum in a Republican-led government.
And we'd like to hear from you on this. Do you think that college should be free at public colleges and universities, or do you think that the government should not be involved in higher education at all? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
Karen Fisher stays with us. She's a senior writer at the Chronicle of Higher Education.
And we go to our callers now. We've got Ron on the line in Crandon. Ron, hello.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm dumbfounded that we're kicking around the idea of free college tuition rather than just looking at the problems of having the current system be kind of a ripoff to kids and not just addressing affordability and looking at some of the programs and some of the models that work. We're not able to adequately fund public education at the K-12 level, and it just seems like we're running away from one problem in order to create another one that makes even less sense than the first one.
Ron, thanks a lot for that call. Appreciate it. And what about that, Karen? Is this a place where we're not really ready to be thinking about free college? We should be looking at solving some of the underlying problems with rising college costs before we even think about making it free?
I mean, I think that's a legitimate question, and I think one of the things that some people had held out as part of this broader conversation about free college would be, and one of the things that perhaps universities mightn't have liked as much, is would the federal government have demanded certain sorts of accountability? Would they have asked colleges to rein in costs in certain areas? There was some suggestion that this would be a way to address those issues. But I also think it's a legitimate question, and it's one of the reasons that people were skeptical about free college is that the federal government doesn't really have a lot of mechanisms right now to control college costs. I mean, the federal government basically foots the bill for the Pell Grants, so taxpayers foot the bill for Pell Grants, but they have fairly limited regulatory authority over public higher education to do things, to keep costs down. And so I think some of the people who supported the notion of free college liked it as part of this broader conversation about rethinking the issues of college affordability.
Thanks a lot for that call, Ron. And we go next to Michael joining us in Milwaukee. Hi, Michael.
Hi, I have to agree. I'll tell you what, your last caller hit a home run. I mean, I couldn't say much, say anything much better. My comment was, as being a senior citizen and a person that would be paying for this, I'll tell you what, I never did think it was a good idea. I think it was just really a campaign promise because, of course, it isn't even feasible. Talking about the problems that we have with, high school education and the K-12 education, that's a big problem that has to be solved. And as far as college education, anytime you make anything free, let's face it, it doesn't seem to have the same value to people who participate. We all know that we have too many kids going to college right now. A lot of these kids would be better off if they didn't go to college. I think there's a better way to solve the situation or solve the problem.
Michael, thanks for that. And I want to talk about one of the many points Michael brought up, and that is the sense that maybe if you make it free, you're going to devalue college. And part of the point of a college education is that it has value and has some cachet and capital in the workplace.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are debates actually about these broader, not just making college free, but sort of saying is college right for everybody? Is that really true? And these are certainly some questions that President Obama has pushed for increasing the number of people who have some kind of credential or college degree. And does that make sense? Would the supply of college degrees match the demand in the marketplace? I mean, I think there are certainly some people who, if not arguing that we've got too many people, that we have essentially have credit inflation, would say maybe we need to rethink our system to make sure that if we're training people, we're training them for the right kinds of jobs. Is there a mismatch between what people are going to college for and what the skills and the jobs that are out there in the marketplace demand?
Michael, thanks a lot for that. And let's go next to Sterling in Madison. Sterling, hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just called up. I just finished filling out the financial aid application for my oldest child who's going to be going to school in the fall. And, looking at how little really is available for students, looking at how much more college costs than when I went. I would love to see a free or, some other options available for students. I'm still paying my student loans, and here I have my oldest child is now going to start getting loans of their own.
Sterling, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. That's kind of telling, is that he's still paying off his own college debt, looking at what he says is how little his own eldest child can afford in aid. So this is a problem. So if we're not talking about free college or free public universities and colleges, Karen, what are options that may be seen as steps along the way but aren't sort of the whole enchilada?
I mean, I think one thing we might possibly see is individual states or perhaps even individual municipalities, individual areas, taking on this themselves. Tennessee, for example, didn't make all of college free, but they made 2 years of community college free for most people. This is a fairly recent program. It's still just a couple of years old, and you see a number of states looking at what they're doing. And in fact, some people, even during the elections, said maybe the federal government shouldn't be doing this. Maybe we should let the individual states kind of take this on their own and experiment and find ways to hold in affordability in their own public higher education systems. I think, some of the other things we might see are debates within Congress about the Pell Grant. So it's essentially kind of tinkering around the edges with the current system that we do already have for helping people pay to go to college.
We're talking about prospects of free college or maybe issues of college affordability in general right now as we talk with Karen Fisher, senior reporter at the Chronicle of Higher Education. And let's go next to Mark. Mark joins us in Green Bay. Mark, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good,
hi,
thank
Karen.
You.
Hey, I'm just curious. To me, the idea of using taxpayer money to, basically go out and train people for future careers, number one, jobs that don't really exist as of yet. But more importantly, we spend limited amounts of resources putting somebody in college, and then we have no guarantee that they're going to stay in the area. Because, for example, not all of the money that would be used for paying for college would be federal money. Some of it's going to be state grants. Some of it's going to be local. And I'm just curious, would it not be better to go ahead and give an incentive to area employers to sit down and say, hey, you know, this is a win-win for everybody if future employers sat down and invested in the higher education, went out and, you know, recruited their own future workforces and said, okay, this is how we pay for free college.
Mark's got a bit of a plan there. Thank you, Mark. Mark's saying that the local businesses need to pay for the college for their future employees. So not only does that person get a job, but they get a college degree. What do you think about some sort of solution like that, Karen?
I mean, I think you've really hit on a real challenge for higher education because, as you say, people are more mobile than jobs are sometimes these days. I think you actually have seen in some municipalities something akin to that, in which local employers or local philanthropies have decided to invest either in all of the students who go to a high school, or perhaps a certain subsection of those students, as an incentive to help keep them in the area, to keep them, a local employment base, and to also to hit at this idea again of the mismatch between employers and the jobs they have, the skills they demand, and what people are being prepared for and educated for in colleges. I mean, I think the real question, though, that people have then is, if you think that it's valuable for people to go to college and we think of this as a national priority, is doing it piecemeal, does that undercut that idea?
And we leave it there. Karen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That was Karen Fisher, a senior reporter at the Chronicle of Higher Education. She joined us to talk about the challenges and the prospect, maybe, of free tuition at public colleges and universities.
You can still share your thoughts and maybe your experiences and your fears for the future if you're getting ready to pay for college. Head over to the Central Time Facebook page. Let us know if you have ideas about how college could be more affordable, free or otherwise. Again, the Central Time Facebook page.